what you're listening to.
Big Sports Radio Guy.
Prepare the water cooler, that we may gather around it later and discuss things.
It's time for the Coach's Corner on Drive Time Sports.
More high school basketball talk here on this Tuesday edition of the show. Again, coming up on Thursday, we'll have three games for you. The Emory boys, Emory girls, and Carbon girls. Emory right here on KOAL. Carbon, they're going to be on our sister station, KRPX 95.3 The Peak. So a lot of exciting stuff coming up this weekend. We just talked to Coach Ted Bianco a few moments ago. Joining us right now on the phone, we have Coach Lynn Tuttle of the Emory Lady Spartans, who blasted through American Leadership Academy. Coach, a pleasure. Thank you.
You bet, Jordan.
Coach, we did get to talk following the game on Friday. A big win, 86-15 against ALA. We can kind of rehash that a little bit for those who didn't listen to the live broadcast. Fun contest. Early on, you guys came out powerful defensively. It was 8-0 before ALA even got the ball across the mid-stripe line. You guys just went out. You took care of business early. And I know in a one-game win-or-go-home type scenario, upsets happen when the lesser teams gain confidence early on, and you guys didn't allow that to happen.
No, we didn't. We actually jumped out in our press. Not that we needed to do that. The reason we done it is get our girls going. Seems like when we come out against a lesser team, if we get defensively in the press and get motion and get us moving, try to speed the tempo up, we do much better. And they've done a very good job at it. I think first three or four possessions, ALA wasn't even able to get the ball across half court. And then they did a very good job capitalizing on them steals we scored after we stole the ball. So, like you say, it was 8-0 before we pulled out of the press, and just kind of set the tone for the rest of the game.
Coach, the attitude with the girls, I mean, they've never played down to their competition. It's one of the things that I've been so impressed with this team. You win 37, 38 games in a row, and I'm sure there's a level of complacency that you as a coach, you got to worry about, but the girls have never done that. I mean, throughout the entire year, there wasn't the heaviest dose of competition in Region 15 night in and night out. There were a couple of teams that were down a bit, yet the girls still went out and took care of business. I'm actually really impressed with this, Coach. I don't know that I have ever seen a high school team continue to dominate the competition, even though they should. How have you got the girls to play with this level of urgency, despite the fact that it may, I don't want to say it gets boring, but I guess maybe that's the right term. How have you managed to work through that?
Well, we've kind of got the same thoughts in our mind. You know, it'd be easy to show up and play down to the other team's level, but knowing that like we do, we stress. I mean, leading up to each team, we've always just approached the next game of the season, making it the most important one of the season. We just stress that regardless of the competition, the level of competition we're going to match up against, we're going to go out and play Emory ball. And preparing that way in practice and mentally preparing the girls, I think, has done a good job, you know, the night before the game, keeping their mind on the game and what we're trying to accomplish. And like you mentioned, they've come out and done extremely well, whether it was against Richfield and South Sevier, where we had to come out firing, or maybe against the lesser team, Grand and Manti, where probably wasn't required to come out and play our best, but we did. Up there Friday against ALA, I was real impressed how the girls showed up ready to play and just went out and played to our capabilities and done what we can do.
Okay, there's a lot of talk about just how talented that boys Region 15 division is, and it is. I mean, I think it's the best division in the boys 3A classification by a mile. But I think that sometimes, because of Emory's dominance, we've neglected how good Region 15 is on that side. And when you look at it, the fact is we got three teams that have now advanced to the Final Eight. That's pretty impressive, Coach. It's South Sevier and Richfield, two teams that you've been very complimentary of.
Yeah, that upper bracket, I know Carbon's got Richfield, and that's going to be tall order. Richfield's a good team if you let them get going. And then Grantsville are meeting up with South Sevier. And it's surely a game they shouldn't be overlooking, because South Sevier is a dangerous team. They can get in there and make a lot of noise here in the next week. So, Region 15, like you mentioned, three or four teams down, but there's still three. I consider myself, our team, Richfield and South Sevier, one of the top teams in 3A, three of the top teams.
Obviously, health is always key around this time of the year, Coach. Were you guys able to get out of the play-in game with ALA injury-free?
Yeah, we were. Fortunately, it went well. No injury. A little bit of sickness over the weekend with some girls, but other than that, we've come in yesterday afternoon healthy and looking forward to the end of the week.
We have to talk about how deep you were able to roll the bench, Coach. It's great to see every girl that made the trip got a little bit of action, and I know you and I did talk about this off of the cuff, but again, I'm going to bring it back up. Fact is, you had some really young girls get some solid experience playing at a 3A play-in game at a neutral site. Talk to me about that type of experience for those girls, some of the underclassmen that got a chance to play.
Well, it's good for them. It's always a different atmosphere. You get in the state tournament playing game and beyond. Just a little different feeling out in the court and in the gym in general. I think it's key to get them girls, the younger girls, some experience and time. I look back 4 years ago. These seniors I have now, they kind of had the senior situation. They had some valuable minutes down there in the 2A tournament. And year after year, I could see it pay dividends. It just got more comfortable each year. So any time a girl, you know, a freshman, sophomore, even a junior at that, if they can get some minutes in a crucial game like that, where it's a little different atmosphere, it's actually a state tournament, I think it bids well for the future.
Again, we're being joined right now by Coach Lynn Suttle of the Emory Lady Spartans. Coach, let's talk about the second-round matchup. This will be Thursday evening at 5:50 p.m., toe-to-toe with Morgan. Morgan did defeat Union 59-52. You and I talked a little bit about this team off of the cuff. They want to use their guard play a little bit. They're not going to use their bigs. And so, stylistically, this should be a good matchup.
It should be. Their strength is definitely out front with the guards. The game we watched up there and some of the film I've watched, they don't tend to use their big guys. They don't even look for them. So defensively, I think we'll match up well with them. We've got this, our guard strength is extremely well also. So we'll man up with them. Then we'll have the big sitting there in the paint waiting in case they get by our first line. And it should go well for us. They're physical. They got the Morrell girl and the Cragen girl. They love contact. So you get guards out front like that can handle the ball. They can be dangerous. But I think we'll match up well against them, kind of stop penetration, and see where it goes from there.
Let's talk about your guard play, Coach. And again, Kinley and Caselin, they've kind of been the pillar of consistency for you out of the backcourt. You and I have also talked a lot about Morgan Herdsman. I mean, really, you have three girls that are capable of doing pretty much anything that you want to do out of the backcourt. And over the course of playing three games in 3 days, that's going to pay dividends. When I say that, you got three girls that can kind of handle all the duties in the backcourt. I mean, that's a fair assessment, right?
Yes, for sure. All three of them have been solid all year. Morgan's kind of been our defensive stopper. She's extremely quick on her feet, can stop any penetration by usually their better guard or point guard. We like to get her out and apply pressure as soon as they cross over half court and they can't study the floor. It's difficult for the opposing team to get an offense and find the right pass. But yeah, then you got the Tumors. They're solid night in and night out. They're going to give you both offense and defense, and they're kind of a tough task to handle.
I know last week, Coach, you and I briefly talked about this, but have you given any idea to the type of rotation that you would use in a competitive game as far as the state tournament goes now that we're into the final 3 days? I mean, how deep, ideally, would you like to run in a competitive contest?
Well, with the three games back-to-back, if we're fortunate enough to get that far, it may change a little bit. You know, if we can get some girls a little deeper in the bench and save some legs for the following games, it's definitely what I want to do. But you mentioned if we're in a real competitive type ball game, first thing you got to do is take care of that ball game. So if we get in a situation like that, we're going to go just our regular rotation and try to get by that hurdle.
I'm curious to your thoughts, Coach, in that top half of the bracket. Grantsville, South Sevier, Richfield, Carbon. Those are the first two games that we will see, or the last two games, that we will see on Thursday night. Looking at that top half of the bracket, and again with two Region 15 squads being there, that's some competitive basketball. I think when we go across the board, we look at the final eight teams, there's competitive games. Are you surprised by any of the matchups at all?
No, not necessarily. That upper bracket, it's going to be a dogfight clear to the end. I know, like I mentioned, South Vernon Richfield, they're extremely dangerous teams. And Coach Peterson from Richfield, you give him 3 or 4 days to prepare for an individual team, And I can guarantee you he's got a game plan that's going to affect the team he's up against.
Well, Coach, it's always fun to get you on and talk a little bit about what's up and coming. I know this is crunch time. This is what we play all year for. What does the rest of the week look like for you as far as practicing goes?
We went pretty hard last night. Just keep our legs and lungs in shape. Tonight we'll kind of a little lighter practice, and we'll study some game film on Morgan. Typically, maybe the same thing tomorrow. Try to save some legs for the following week. But yesterday went typically normal practice. Today and tomorrow we'll go a little bit lighter.
Do you focus at all or watch any video at all, not necessarily as a team, but for as a coach, Juab and Judge, knowing that if you do win, you're going to have a really short turnaround to play one of those teams?
Yeah, we're not. Unfortunately, this time of year, you got to just prepare for the next game. That's our biggest game. So we're just concentrating on Morgan right now. We will have the possibility to have a computer in our meeting room for maybe Thursday night. Friday morning, look at whoever we're going to match up with that day and just walk through things.
Coach, it's always fun. Thank you again for the time. We'll see you at Richfield on Thursday.
Hey, thank you, Jordan. I appreciate it.
That's Coach Lynn Tuttle again of the Emory Lady Spartans talking about Thursday's matchup. Emory will take on Morgan. That'll be a late start time, 5:50, I believe is when tip-off is for that game. So, of course, you'll be able to listen to it right here on KOAL 107.3 FM and 7:50 AM. We're going to break one more time. We'll come back to talk Major League Baseball. Manny Machado, baseball's latest $300 million man. He's on his way to the San Diego Padres. We'll talk about that when we return.